إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين. فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن رسالته. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today inshallah we'll talk about shukr, the akhlaq of shukr, the character of being grateful. And the scholars will tell you even that is attributed to Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi ala, among the ash-shakir wa shakur, the one that is grateful and eternally grateful. And the difference is that because the one is ash-shakir is the one that gives you firraqaq, meaning in good. Al-Shakur is the one that gives you عند الابتلاء, in difficulties. Meaning, it is more worthy of. So Al-Shakur, الذي يضاعف لعباده العمل بقلة. Meaning, the one even though our actions and deeds are very little, but Allah subhanahu wa jalla bila multiplies it for us. And also, Allah subhanahu wa jalla bila mentioned that even the prophets and messengers had the same attribute. اعملوا آل داود شكرا. And even Sulaiman عليه السلام and Ibrahim شاكرا لأنعمه. Allah subhanahu wa jalla mentioned that even Ibrahim عليه السلام, the father of all the prophets and messengers, he was also grateful to Allah. Nuh عليه السلام, not only that, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even when he used to stay up at night to pray, though his feet would swell, and he would be told, didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate that from you? You were forgiven. We have to explain what this means. You see, the scholars would tell you that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not sin. But even if he's chosen a lesser priority, he would think, because of his status and who he is, it is. But he never sinned by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi ala. So even though he stayed up all night to pray, to be grateful to Allah, and that was the answer for the question. Inna sahih an Aisha radiallahu anha. He is, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a grateful servant or a slave or worshipper to Allah? So you have to ask yourself, how are you grateful to Allah, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam? Because there are three types of you being grateful. The first one is ash-shukr bil lisan. Is that your tongue being grateful? And the second one, fil qalb, in your heart. And the third one is jawarih, your limbs. So how is it exactly that I implement these three types in my life? Well, they tell you every ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa jalla has given you has its own shukr. Every ni'mah, every blessing that Allah has given you has its duties and dues of you being grateful for it. Not just the three types. That means what? وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And by the way, it's in plural. And if you count, you're trying to compass the ni'mah. Allah didn't say ni'am. Ni'am meaning in plural.
But he didn't say ni'am. If you count the ni'am of Allah, he says if you count ni'mah, singular. If you count one single ni'mah, you will not be able to encompass it. So think about the ni'am. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Have you not looked at your own within? What does that mean? Well, Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula is giving me the basar, the vision, the eyesight that I can see. And the only way I can tell you how do you be grateful is if you close your eyes and you think that this is your life, that you will never be able to see again. This is one way to be grateful to Allah. And every time in the morning, you wake up and you open your eyes and you can differentiate between darkness and light, black and white, the heavens and the earth, the sun and the moon, the flowers, the fruit, the different colors, everything you see, you will be grateful to Allah for that ni'mah. But if you misuse it or abuse it, you will be ungrateful to Allah for that ni'mah, for that blessing. As a matter of fact, the scholars will tell you, you will not be now given gratitude to Allah. It will turn against you as you will be punished by it, not being rewarded by it or for it. So think about it. Ya ummi ma shaklu samaa wa ma dhiya wa ma al-qamar bi jamalaha tatahaddathun wa la ara minha athar. هل هذه الدنيا ظلام في ظلام مندفر؟ يا أمي, oh my mother, you speak about this beauty and the light and the moon and the sun. I cannot see any of it. So have you thought about just one ni'mah, Aji? Have you even thought of that just eye, that how many times you blink? And if you don't even blink, what happens to it? It will dry. And how many times you have to do this manually in order for you to lubricate it? And what is it exactly, the content of it? How much salt in it? And how it comes from? And where? Who is the one that does it? Without you even thinking about it. We take for granted everything that happens to us. Even the breath we take. We take everything for granted and we're not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi ula. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa jalla says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Only a few of my slaves are shakur, are grateful. And that's why the scholars will tell you the shaitan knew that, and he says, I will do this. لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. I will sit on that straight path. And he said, لَأَقْعُدَنَّ. لَام الْقَسَمْ نُون مُوَكَّد. It's a tawqeed. So his lam is that oath. And نُون مُشَدَّدَ tawqeed for sure. He said, I will sit, not stand, because it's difficult to push him when he's sitting down. When he's standing, it's easy to push him away. وَلَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَجِرَنَّ قَلِيلٌ مِنْهُمْ. Just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you that this path is a path of shukr. What path? The straight path. And what is the highest one? Being grateful to Allah for the ni'am that He's giving you. And I'll tell you why in the end, inshaAllah. So shaitan recognizes that because he was ungrateful to Allah. So he was ousted. So he says, I want company. I want some people to go to hellfire with me. So you should not be grateful to Allah. So he mentioned that in the ayah. And you will see that I will come from the beginning, the front and the back, on the right, on the left. And you will see that most of your slaves are not grateful. Shaitan said that. So the scholars will tell you that is the tariq of shukr. That's why shaitan recognized it. So if you're not grateful, you will be with shaitan. The devil. So think about it. The threes. Are you grateful with your tongue? How do you use your tongue? Is it ghiba and namima? You backbite everyone? You fish for fault? Or do you stab someone when they're not around? Do you start quarrels between others? Hey, have you heard? This person said that about you. You understand? Al-Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, when a man came to him, he says, this person said that about you, what did he say? He says, عَجَبًا. He says, أَلَمْ يَجِدِ الشَّيْطَانِ رَسُولًا غَيْرًا. Shaitan could not find any other messenger except you. So if you go to tell someone, have you heard? Before you continue, please tell them, I don't want to hear. This person said, don't tell me. Otherwise, if you tell that, you know what that means? You automatically are the messenger of Shaitan. Congratulations, I'm happy for you. So from now on, you have a choice. You could be a messenger of good or a messenger of evil. It is an attribute that is a plague upon you. And you choose which messenger you should be. So before you say anything, my brothers and sisters, think about it. And that's why even that, some of the ulama said that the eyesight and the ears and the mouth have gates. The ear has none. Meaning you can hear everything. You have no choice. You may not be attention and be listening. And the eye, only one layer. But the tongue has two gates, your teeth and your lips. So before you say anything, think about it. Why? Because Prophet Muhammad says, don't you think what will bring you on your face in the hellfire except your tongue? Okay, let me give you something else. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, idman li, guarantee for me two things. Protect two things, I will guarantee you Jannah. Ma bayna kafayk, ma bayna lihyayk, another innovation, between your jaws and between your legs. If you protect these two, I guarantee you're going to Jannah. So that's why the scholars, when you say, when you get married, half of your deen is protected because of this hadith. That means if you protect what's between your lips by getting married, the only thing you have to worry about after that is your tongue. So my dear brothers and sisters, again, Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahmatullah alayhi, he did not speak much. He was not known for speaking much. And his students asked him, Muridin, they asked him, why don't you speak too much? He says, every time I want to speak about something, I put it on the right hand scale. Is it going to go on my right hand scale? Or is it going on my left hand side scale? So I wait before I say it. And I found out that most of the things that I'm going to speak about or say is going to be on my left hand side scale. So I say, I'm being silent is better. So understanding that, my brothers and sisters, you have to also think about it. So we talked about the jawarih, the eyesight and the hearing and the tongue. What are you hearing, my brothers and sisters? Do you agree to hear? You know why? Because Shaitan puts that. Because you're the life of the party. You know what? This guy has so many stories. Come man, what's the dirt on the street? I'm not going to talk about the sisters anymore. Because, mashallah. Every time I talk about the sisters, I get a complaint. Like, I have three letters, wallahi, in my office. Just because I said the Me Too movement. That was it. Like, Allah help us. I have complaints galore, wallahi. So I'm only going to talk to you brothers. Because the sisters, mashallah, tabarakallah. Here's another complaint coming. I'm thanking you in advance for it. I'm just telling you, brothers and sisters, how are you grateful with your ni'mah? How are you grateful with the ni'mah? Meaning even the limbs. How are you using your hand? Is it by giving or stealing? Is it by writing a recommendation letter for a brother to go to Medina or do something, get a job? Or a complaint? I don't mean that. The timing is bad. Or just doing something, getting somebody in trouble? Yes? You understand? Or stealing? Or? What about the feet? What kind of ni'mah are you using your feet? Are you coming to the masajid? Or are you going to bars? Yes? لا تزول قدم عبد حتى يسأل عن أربع وفي رواية خمس. Your feet will not move. يذهب. زوال. On judgment day, till you're questioned about four things, or five things in another narration. Is it about the wealth that you got first? What comes first? Is it about your wife, your husband, your children, your job? No. Anything? It is for عمره فيما أبلاه. The first thing you will be asked about is your umur, your lifespan. أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ. Have I not given you life? تَذَكَّرْ. Those who actually remember and do it in righteousness. وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. And the warner is come. So you have to think, what have I really amounted to? I'm not talking about the midlife crisis. You know, most of us, when you get to this age, well, you got to get the sports car, you got to get a whatever, you got to go. I'm not talking about that. You're thinking about it, and some of us can relate to it. You think about what have you done with it? What have you done with your life? What have you really accomplished? Meaning what? When you go today, what will people remember you about? Will you leave something behind that is good? People will miss you? Or people say, who? What? So you have to think about your lifespan, how much you invested in it. Because at the time, we'll talk about the rest of the GPS, inshallah, the Jannah, after Jalsa al-Istiraha. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who listen, preach, and follow the rest of it. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ مَا اسْتَغْفِرُوا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا فَيَغْفِرُوا لَكُمْ الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد أما بعد. My brothers and sisters in Islam, الإمام الشافعي رحمة الله عليه إذا قوم يشكر الشاكر لشكره, he says that the grateful one should be grateful for what he's being grateful for. And even some narration says that how could I thank you, Allah? كيف أشكرك؟ وَشُكْرِي لَكَ نِعْمَةٌ تُوْجِبُ الشُّكْرِ. How can I be grateful to you, O Allah? Because every time I'm grateful to you, this in itself is a ni'mah, is a blessing. تُوْجِبُ الشُّكْرِ. It should also bring forth being grateful again. So you see the cycle? How could I ever be grateful? He says, لَقَدْ شَكَرْتَنِ. If you get to that point, you're grateful. As a matter of fact, there's a dua, you're supposed to say this during the day and during the night. After Fajr and before Maghrib. Allahumma asbah mina bin ni'matin aw bi ahdin khalqika minka wahdaka la sharika lak, falaka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukr. Oh Allah, the time I got up, or I went to sleep, or before night, before day, everything that I'm about, for everyone from me, and every slave of yours, and every servant, that comes from you only, and only you, we are grateful to, and thankful to. If you say that, فَقَدْ وَجَبَ, that means, لَقَدْ وَفَيْتْ شُكْرَ الْيَوْمْ أَوْ شُكْرَ الْلَيْكَ, meaning you have fulfilled your gratefulness, you're grateful, being grateful to Allah during the day. If you say it during night, you will be grateful, fulfilled, grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's learn that. Where do you learn it from? Well, it's in Hisn al-Muslim, the fortress of a Muslim. So I mentioned that a few times. If you have a smartphone, download the app. It's free. It's called Hisn al-Muslim. You can write it in Arabic, in English, transliteration, or translation, meaning the fortress of a Muslim. You'll find it. Why don't we have that as a homework, brothers and sisters, of being grateful to Allah for the ni'am? Let us use our jawarih with that. So, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu an Ali al-Bayt al-Athar, he says, al-ni'am tujib al-shukr. If that blessings, you have to be grateful. And وَالشُكْر يُجْلِبِ الْمَزِيدِ. And if you're grateful, you will get some more. If you don't, it will be the exact opposite. وَلَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you that. And if you're grateful, I'll give you more. So again, until some of the scholars will say, إذا أحب الله عبدا ابتلاه وإذا صبر اجتباه وإذا شكر اقتناه. What does that mean? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, He will test you. Well, what does that really pertain to me? That means if you have a smooth sailing in your life, I should be worried a bit. I've got everything, man. I got the bling bling, I got the car, I got the spouse, I got the children, I got the house, I got the job, I got the Swiss bank account, the private jet, the private, whatever it is. Private yacht, I got it all. That's how I roll. Everybody is now, you see this guy? He's the luckiest guy I know. How do you know that? What about Qarun? Have you not heard? فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Did everybody say Qarun? That was such a lucky guy. He was the head dude. He was licked. And what happened? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set him asunder, destroyed him, there was no, I don't want to be like Qarun. So don't be fooled. It's not what you think. It's not how much money you have in the bank or what kind of, that's not it. Because the hadith says, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah gives you a ni'mah and you're not grateful, and He gives you the ni'mah even though you're a disobedient slave, it's istidraj. You know what that means, istidraj? He's pulling you in slowly. It will be what? A path to Jannah? No, Habibi. It's a path to hellfire. And that's why you see people, Ya Allah, I say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Ya Allah, I am a wahid. I'm a Muslim. And look at how I'm living. And this person here doesn't even believe you exist. And look what kind of car he's driving. What kind of clothes he's wearing. What kind of job he's got. What kind of house he lives in. But you don't understand, أخي. It's a test. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا إِنَّا خَرَبْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ طَبْنَا الْشَاجِ النَّبْتَلِيهِ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Wasn't there a time that the human being was not even mentioned before the creation of Adam? So, we were created from a morsel. We wanted to test you, so made you what? سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. We'll give you the senses. It's a test, أخي. So what does that mean? Okay. It means, my brothers and sisters, that the qana'ah is what is in the heart. And that's why the scholars will tell you, what's the difference between hamd and shukr, by the way? You understand the shukr is about the ni'am. The hamd comes with the tongue. Some of the scholars says, am, is more general than others. So, what is it exactly that you're complaining about, Kafi? Somebody was complaining about the same thing. Look, I'm wahid, and you know what, you complain, you got all this and you don't believe in Allah. So he says to him, this is the alim, the scholar, says, okay, let me take your eyesight away, I will give you $100,000. Deal? Here you go, man. I got it right here. Are you ready? Okay, wallahi, that's not the reason I got this today. But just imagine. Are we ready? Okay, let's make a deal. I'll give you $100,000 if you ask Allah, take away my eyesight. Any takers? I'll give you another $100,000 if you take away your heart, the breathing, the ni'mah, anything that you have. Now you understand how rich you are, Shaykh? You see, that's how the scholars look into things. They don't look at what we see. And that's why the insight, the farasa, the one that comes too close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you look at things in a different manner. And that's why I told you sometimes the qana'ah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He fills your heart, because if you went through the stages, He says, if He loves you, He will test you. And if you're patient, He will bring you closer to Him. اجتباه. إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا ابْتَلَاهُ. You will be tested. That means what? If I have a smooth sailing, as I repeat, that means you're not among the closest company to Allah. Look back to your file, my brothers and sisters, and wake up before it's too late. But if you're being tested, that means you're close to Allah. And who is the most tested of all of the human beings? Prophets and messengers. You understand? So if you think that you're being tested, think of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he had to go through and endure. And you think you got nothing. I got nothing to complain about. And then the lesser of iman, the lesser of a test. So if you're tested, be grateful. أَنَّهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ فِي دِينِي. This test is not in my deen. That's what Umar al-Khattab used to say. And if you are patient, Allah will give you closer. And if you become shakur for the ni'mah or the nikmah, good or bad, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. Everything happens to a true believer is good. إِنْ أَصَابَهُ السَّرَّاء شَكَرْ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ وَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ الضَّرَّاء صَبَرْ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. Only a true believer understands this. If something good has happened to you and you're grateful to Allah, it is good for you, because what happens? وَلَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ أَجِيدْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you're grateful, Allah will give you that. And that's why the scholars will tell you, if you want to protect the ni'mah that you have, be grateful to Allah for what you have. If you want to protect it and bless it, be grateful. Otherwise, تُسْلَبْ مِنْكَ النِّعْمَةِ جَحَدُوا بِهَا. You know what that means? Since that's what Allah says, you know, I've given you, but He will not change you. حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah has not changed. He's been good to you. Who's changed? You, us, we change. Allahu laysa min al-akhyar. So if you have everything that is good, all of a sudden it's gone, what happens? You have to check your account for two things. One, If you're still doing everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you to do, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you to do, don't worry about it. Why? Because Allah is raising your ranks in heaven. Why? The scholars will tell you because you asked Allah to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. And you want to be able to see the magnificent face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way befitting His majesty. But your actions and needs will not get you there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a little bit of test to raise your ranks in heaven. But if you're not on the straight path and you're having difficulties, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. But if you're not on the straight path and you go through difficulties, that is a warning from Allah. You're going to have difficulties. وَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. We will just give you a taste of punishment in this life before the hereafter. Why? Because He hates you? No, because He loves you. He says, لَعَلَّهُمْ. The illah here is what? So you can come back, ya akhi and ukhti. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to come back and be grateful for every ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Ameen wa akhda wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallamu ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. Ya Rabbana laka alhamdu kama rajil alihi wa shubha'alim sultanik. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad fil awalina wa fil akhirina wa fil mal'a ala ma'ala ala ma'ala اللهم انصر الاسلام وعز المسلمين واعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين واذل الشرك والمشركين اعداءك اعداء الدين اوقع الكافرين بالكافرين اوقع الظالمين بالظالمين واخرجنا من بينهم سالمين اللهم احفظنا بالاسلام قائمين واحفظنا بالاسلام قاعدين واحفظنا بالاسلام راقدين ولا تشمت بنا الاعداء ولا الحاسدين اللهم احفظنا من بين ايدينا ومن خلفنا وعن ايماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك ان نغتال من تحتنا اقول ما تسمعون فما كان فيه من صواب فمن الرحمن وما كان فيه من خطأ من نسيان فمني ومن الشيطان والله ورسوله من براء وأعوذ بالله من كل به وأنساه وأقم الصلاة